Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Continue the preseason tonight in Carolina. The puck drops at 6 from the Lenovo Center. Over to the Marlins, who came back from being down 3-0 to beat the Phillies 6-5 in extras. The Marlins are at 77-80 and 4 games back of the final wild card spot. Game 2 of the 3-game series is tonight with the first pitch at 6:45 from Citizens Bank Park. And in soccer, Inter Miami will be in New York City tonight. Kickoff is at 7:30. Joe, the Marlins, they are still mathematically alive here.
And here they are, man, as you said, 77-80, nice comeback, down 3-0 early in that game last night, and come back and winning 11-7 straight. They've won 11 of 12. It's too late. It is too late. There's too many teams way out in front of them right now, and they need when you get in that situation, and if you're a Dolphins fan, you've had to deal with this. When you wait and you're going, well, we got a chance, there's 3 left, but you're going, well, there's 3 teams ahead of us by 1, and 1 beat us already head-to-head. And when you get to the end and you need everybody's brother to lose, it's just not a good situation when you're in that boat.
Yeah, but
they
surpassed expectations.
Oh, yeah.
Though,
not even,
when was the last time, the Dolphins did that?
No. Well, listen.
So it's a nice story because they actually surpassed their expectations
by a ton. They have, and it is a hell of a story. We've got.
You think they put any money into this thing and like try to build around?
No,
what they had no. Okay,
no.
That was quick.
I didn't get that yesterday.
Okay.
I got one little thing I was disappointed with yesterday from the manager is I said, hey, it looks like you got a core of 5 or 6 young guys. You can friggin' win with. They're coming up with big hits, and I know it's, you know, they've been up and down. A lot of guys, you know, some guys haven't worked out. Some have been injured that were good and are out. I mean, it's been a combination of everything. And then there's been some guys just been a good story. Stowers has been out since the All-Star break after it looked like he was going to hit about 35 home runs, and he has had an injury and ends up missing 40 or 50 games and won't finish the season here. But the disappointing part is he goes, well, we're going to have more of that next year. And I was like, nah, I don't want to hear that. Like in baseball, I don't want to hear about a whole bunch of open competition. I want to get to a situation like the Phillies, the Dodgers, the Padres. You want to know like by the free agents you're bringing in and what you've developed in your minor league system, you got a nice little combination there. And I don't think they're going to do that. Now, they'd love to find, you know, a whole bunch of guys that they've traded for in these trades, and you get them on the cheap for a while, and you can get a wild card. It would be the ideal situation. So anyway, hey, listen, besides that, we got the Ryder. I got to tell you, man, I am, before we get into all the football stuff, and we do have a lot of stuff to get to here. Apparently, I've stirred it up pretty good. I didn't realize somebody... I was wondering why my phone was going crazy yesterday. I go, it's a Jewish holiday. What's going on?
That's
what's
true.
Going on?
You did know that.
I did. Like, what are we doing? What's going on here? Oh, man, your stuff and I'm stuff. I got guys from California with my stuff. I'm like, what's – anyway, we'll get into all that. But I got to tell you, man, this Ryder Cup, it is one of my – and I don't golf. Stopped golfing years ago. Due to the frustration of truly sucking so badly and spending thousands of dollars through the years on lessons to a very good pro. Wasn't him. Was not the pro's fault. I'm not going to say his name. I love the guy. He's pretty famous guy down here. He's done real well. Known on the tour, you know, and is great. It's not his fault.
It's not Tiger, is it?
No. Just a teaching pro.
I know if you maybe had some lessons with
Tiger. No. But I realize, and I got a son. My son picks it up, could shoot, hits it like a pro, natural swing, goes out, you know, hasn't played in months, and, you know, shoots a really good score. And I, whether I practice every day and think I'm getting better and watch my swing and a guy slows me down and I just suck. I mean, and to the point I finally just quit. I just go, you know what? I'm going full-time tennis. I'm done. I loved it. Love watching it. Have great respect for those guys because I am so bad on how good they can be. But this Ryder Cup event between Europe and the United States is absolutely through the years. One of my favorite happens to, you know, get to watch a lot of it on Friday and Saturday, and Sunday's usually game day, but we got a Monday night game, so I'm going to be able to catch all of it. And all the different formats, alternate shots and best ball, and then, of course, match play on the final round. All the match play, that's just one-on-one, me, you. I'll give you that putt. No, that one you got to putt out. Little fist pumping, little bad blood if somebody gets too excited and says something, and the crowd, you know, they don't act like a golf crowd. It's awesome, you know. They're chanting and screaming and hollering, and it's in New York at Bethpage. I don't know about other people. I just absolutely, when it comes around, becomes one of my favorite events. Just absolutely love to watch it, Woody. I don't know if you get a chance to watch any of it or care. And, of course, all the guys, most of them playing the PGA Tour together. And now all of a sudden, Tommy Fleetwood and Rory and Justin will be representing Europe, and John Rahm, of course, from LIV Tour has been one of their top guys. So anyway, those guys will go against Scottie Scheffler and all the rest of those guys that they put together on the team. And by the way, I don't know if you remember, they used to rip if Tiger didn't play well or Phil, and they tried to play together. It was a disaster because they didn't really. Never really a love affair. I think there's respect, but just didn't work out when they put them together. And so through the years, man, and they keep track of your record, man. How do you play against Europe, man? How do you do? Oh, so you won some majors, but haven't exactly shown up in match play. So this is, and I heard yesterday, Scottie Scheffler, number one player in the world, and I'll get off this in a second. You can tell I'm a little excited about this thing. Scottie Scheffler here, guys. I was watching, of course, Golf Channel. And they're going, Scottie Scheffler's got to win all. He's got to get 4 points. If he doesn't get four, and I'm going, wow, throw it. They used to do this to Tiger. Like, all right, Tiger, doesn't matter who you're playing with. And besides match play, you need to go out and kick ass. And if you don't, you know, and hey, man, that's what people remember. So it's fun. It's a fun event. And again, I'm a guy that doesn't golf, but really respects and loves watching great golf, especially from the greatest players in the world right now. We have a lot of stuff going on here. We're getting set. We have a bye week with the Miami Hurricanes. We got some great games coming up this weekend. We'll be checking in with a little college football a little bit later on in the show. And then on top of that, the Miami Dolphins will play Monday night against the Jets, who've got their own set of problems right now trying to figure out how to win. And they've had two close games and had the lead late in two of their games and got their ass kicked by the Buffalo Bills. Got beat up real badly in that one. So we'll see. But I can tell you this. The Dolphins right now are saying themselves in their meetings, we got two games this week, Monday and Sunday, against the Jets at home and Carolina Panthers. And they are saying, we need to get to 2-3 before we play the Chargers, who are undefeated. I don't, you know, how good they are. We know Justin Herbert's having a great year. It looks like they got a good defense. Will be the next home game after that. But this week, in a matter of, 5 or 6 days, they have a chance to get to 2-3. And that's what they're talking about. We're playing better. There's no panic. I heard it all yesterday. I heard all the stuff, and hey, they should treat it that way. I mean, they can't treat it like we do. Like, yeah, we're not very good. All you guys are right. And this and that. And with Omar yesterday, and he thinks the defense is a bigger problem than the offense. And
That was his take yesterday?
Yes.
Okay. What was your take? What got people so riled up?
My comments about Tua does not look like Tua in his arm strength.
Basically. Okay, good.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, no, you...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
A lot of people have been talking about your Tua stuff last few days here.
That's fine. I don't think I made it up. And
I don't know why anybody, any of it's surprising.
Yeah, like, whether it's again, and I don't have it, you know, to sit here and beat it up. I hope the guy gets it figured out. If it's not the case, and they try to throw 14 passes down the field,
you can certainly find someone else that can throw those
Monday
passes.
Night. But he's your
wouldn't
quarterback.
Be the first team to make a switch.
Yeah, but it's not going to happen right now. Okay, you don't stop.
I'm just saying it wouldn't be the only team to make a switch.
I appreciate having you back, but like, listen, man, they're not making a change after three games. Okay. They're just not.
Did Omar hit you with a lot of Tua numbers and how great he is and all that stuff?
No, he didn't do that.
Good.
No.
He usually does that with me.
No, he didn't do that, and he was more on the defense, and the whole thing. And I explained to him, it's going to be growing pains. The rookie class, we were all excited about. They're going. Most of them are going through it right now.
I mean, he knows they threw an interception late in that game, and that's why.
Yeah,
he knows that. Okay,
even though he had a guy in his face because he was, you know, trying to turn it into a Brunskill deal at right guard, and he did. He mm-hmm. missed a block, but you still made that throw. And like,
okay. I'm trying to figure out how he's blaming the defense. Like, I don't know what the take would even be.
Well, the defensive numbers are not very good. And I think if you saw his article in the Miami Herald today, he hit on, apparently he got a little excited here. We were talking yesterday because he did a big breakdown and a lot of the numbers are not good. Points per game. There's a lot of bad numbers.
Yeah. But that's the thing with Omar, the numbers, it's always numbers and not like what you're seeing.
Well, the numbers usually match up with what you're seeing.
That's not true because he hits you with all these Tua numbers and it doesn't work. It just doesn't always work that way, man.
But his stuff's not really about the numbers. His stuff's more about he's always on the offensive line. That his big thing, and you know he thinks he's an offensive line guy, and so he's talking about basically Patrick Paul and Aaron Brewer are the only guys playing well. And look at Savannah. Is struggling. He is struggling. Keon Smith on the other side was struggling. And but this young class, and he talked about the guys on the defensive line and have just gotten real quiet. And I said, listen, man, you drafted those guys. They weren't all going to show up day one and play. I think most rookies come into this league and you realize you don't open with like you do in college football a lot of times where you get some real weak teams on your schedule. You're playing against good players every week, no matter what. You're playing against really good players. You're playing against guys that are scheming against you, blocking you, showing you things you just haven't seen, and guys that are physically just as talented, if not more, than you are. So it's going to be a slow process. Hey, right now, Ollie Gordon might be the best rookie of everybody off what I saw. If you're just going by what you saw last game, Ollie Gordon is probably your best rookie because we've got a lot of those young guys that are playing. I want them to keep playing, man. I think there's upside to all of them. I'd rather play those guys.
It's never good, though, when it's a running back, right? When it's the best position, you're talking about running back because that's such an easy position to hit on.
Yes, but
if you were like, you were looking at positions,
you just flipped it on a negative.
I'm not trying to flip it negative, but like running back's the easiest position to hit on.
Yeah, you can bring guys in.
It's not exactly, you know.
Yeah, yes. I don't disagree with that, by the way. No, you see Kansas City. they're picking guys up in the middle of the year and they end up being their guys, right? And keep doing it over and over, and guys go down. It seems like you can bring in a running back. Or
it's also the most injured position, I guess, squad. Right?
Yes, also that. So anyway, we've got a lot of stuff to get to. By the way, this Fernando Mendoza story is unbelievable. This John Mateer went down.
Yeah.
He's down, broke his hand. So they said that I heard it on. I'm watching college football last night. They're saying Fernando Mendoza is a leader for the Heisman right now at Indiana, and I was like, wow, what a great story, man! Just a kid out of Columbus. He and his brother won a bunch of state championships, and
you let him go.
It would be really interesting. I kind of know the story. I think I was told not to tell the story, but it's a really good story because
you can tell it anyway, right?
Mario has a really close relationship to Dr. Mendoza and grew up with him. His father's a doctor down here, and so the families know, you know, small world, all know each other real well. And a lot of people thought after the game he had against Miami that, hey, they're going to get for, because he was going somewhere. He had everybody. He was getting NIL money from everybody. All the big conferences wanted Fernando Mendoza. And a lot of people, and I guess there was discussion about it, and it didn't happen. But he's had a hell of a year, man. Just a great year with Indiana. Nice story from a guy from right here in South Florida. We have a lot of stuff to get to here this morning while we're getting going here. And besides all that stuff, did you see the balls and strikes? They're going to do it. They're going to have a challenge next year in that little box. Two per game. Two per game. You play extra innings, you get another one. I see it already. I can see two strikes. They look, see if he catches the line, and that's it. I hate it personally. Not a fan.
Everybody, you want to get it right, don't you?
Everybody.
I'm with you though on baseball. Like, I feel like human error with an ump is kind of like part of the game, right?
Well, I just think everybody's got their own strike zone. They're never going to be perfect. There's never been an umpire that's called a perfect game behind balls and strikes. There's never been a guy, no matter how good he is. This is the greatest umpire in baseball. He's got game seven behind home plate for the World Series. He's gonna get fooled. He's gonna miss on a breaking pitch. I mean, these guys throwing nasty stuff. There's no way.
It's just impossible, right? Because a lot of those balls, I mean, they're so close.
Yes. So anyway,
I like technology in sports, though, man. I love that new measurement thing they're doing in football. Oh. I've been a big fan of that. I tell you that for years.
Yeah,
we should be doing that, but
not a
you
fan.
Don't like that?
Nope.
You need those two like 80-year-old men to run out.
They're
with.
They're not all 80. You got to do
90.
Better.
Sorry.
No. They're
the guys
gotta,
that get crushed on
I'm
the sidelines.
I'm not saying they're 20. By the way, did you see the hit the Washington coach? He got the crap knocked out of him.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.